discussing several of the aspects of the Arba Kosos, the four cups that we drink on Pesach, on the night of the Seder. Tonight we'll discuss the following scenario. One of the ways that we're familiar with that the Seder is unique from all the other nights of the year is that when we eat and drink, we drink and eat leaning to the left. As a sign of freedom, the sages established that the way that we eat represents the freedom that we achieved on this evening, the fact that we are sons of kings, so to speak, sons of Hashem Himself, and therefore we drink leaning to the left. So what does a person do if they forgot? They drank a cup of wine, so they accomplished what they needed to do, but they forgot to lean. It's a busy night, people have things on their heads, they're not used to leaning to the left, and they realize they just drank the first cup, the second cup, the third cup, whichever one it is. So how do we handle such a situation in which they've had the cups to drink, I've drunk all four cups, but one of them or two of them, they weren't done with the leaning. Do I need to go back and drink it again, or it's fine, just the drinking of the cup itself is enough. So the starting point of this discussion is the Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, without question, unequivocal, he writes, the nature of the establishment of drinking the four cups is to drink it while leaning, and if you're missing that aspect, then you've accomplished nothing. And therefore he writes unequivocally, anyone who has to lean, or under any of the circumstances where one does, which includes the four cups of wine, lo yatsu, you have not fulfilled the obligation at all, and therefore you'd have to go back and lean while drinking the cup a second time. That is what the Mechaber Paskins, as far as the cups of wine go. Comes along the Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch says, not so fast, you forgot about one very significant variable, which developed post the times of the Gemara, and that is the opinion of the Ravayah. The Ravayah holds that this whole idea of leaning, which was established as a sign of freedom, was established because in the times of the Gemara, people of royalty used to lean to the left when they would eat. They would lie on couches, and they would have servants serving them, and they would, on the lazy chair kind of form, that's how they would eat. So the sages established that when we would eat at the night of the Seder, we should be like that, to establish ourselves as people who are free, and we should lean. But today, he writes, and he's writing 500 years ago, nobody does that. We don't lean. Have you ever seen anybody leaning as a sign of royalty in a fancy restaurant? That's not what we do. So he writes, it was a wonderful idea that the sages established. We should feel the freedom, but that's not how people act today. And therefore, he writes, none of us have to lean at all. It's not part of the night of the Seder. And even though we generally don't follow the opinion of the Ravayah, the Ramah writes, if you drank the cup and you didn't lean, since there is such an opinion that says you don't have to lean today anyway, so we can rely on that opinion in a situation such as this where you already had the cup to drink and you forgot to lean, even though you should have in the beginning, but if you didn't, you can rely on the opinion of the Ravayah and not have to drink it again. However, says the Ramah, there's another variable that you have to keep in mind, and that is, we make a distinction between the first two cups and the second two cups as far as if one is allowed to drink additional cups in between those cups. Sages establish four cups of wine. What if a person likes to drink? They like to get confused. Purim, Pesach, here a cup of Pesach, like to have his wine. So is he allowed to drink more than four cups? Is four a maximum or is it a minimum? What's the deal with drinking cups of wine on Pesach? So we make a distinction. The first two cups of wine, which happened in the beginning, Kiddush, and then the second cup after Magid leading up to the meal. During those cups you can drink as much as you'd like. It's not a problem. You can have additional cups of wine. The third and the fourth cups, there we hold, you should not drink after or in between those cups. So the Ramah says as follows, taking that as it is, so since in the first two cups of wine you're allowed to drink additional cups anyway, there we would say, if you didn't lean, since you can drink anyway, so what's the big deal? Go back and drink during the first two cups anyway. During the third and fourth cups, since there we don't have the custom to drink any additional cups of wine. So if you forgot to lean during the back two cups, the third and the fourth cups, forget about it. You can rely on the opinion of the Ravayah, don't drink anymore. During the first two cups, you should drink again. So the conclusion of the Ramah is, first two cups, you should drink again, but the back two cups, you should not drink again. So the Ramah says, you would not need to make a bracha, since the only reason why you're drinking again is really you can have fulfilled the mitzvah, but since you can drink anyway, so go ahead, no bracha is necessary. So according to the Ramah, he would have you not drinking again during the first two. If you missed the first two leaning, drinking again without a bracha, just fill up the cup again and drink it. During the back two, just forget about it. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and quotes the Magen Avraham, says, there's one more factor that you have to keep in mind. We don't have the custom to do what the Gemara says, which I just quoted, that you can drink during the first two, but not during the back two. We never drink any additional cups of wine. The minhag in Klal Yisrael is, four cups is the maximum. There are no additional cups of wine drunk at the Seder, other than those four. Even if a person likes to drink a cup of wine, a glass, with their dinner, not on the night of the Seder, we only have four cups. So since we only have four cups, therefore, if you were to drink another cup, then he claims you would have to make a new bracha because you had in mind not to drink any additional cups. And therefore, the conclusion of this whole discussion, if you got lost at this point, you could pick up right now. This is the final, at the end of the day, before one sits down to one Seder, one should have in mind, if I forget to drink during the first two cups of wine, I intend to fill that and I will re-drink during the first two without a bracha, leaning to the left. What's that?
Forget to lean,
thank you. If you forget to drink, that's a whole different question. If you forget to lean during the first two cups, then the custom would be, my intention is I'm going to drink that again, and that's what one would do. During the first two cups, if you realize you forgot to lean while you drank either one of those first two cups, you should fill a cup again, drink it again, leaning to your left. If you forgot during the third or the fourth cups, then already we just say, forget about it, the night is late, you don't have to go back and drink again, you probably had plenty at that point, and it's totally fine. Yeah?
Is there anything on how far you have to lean or anything like that?
It's enough that it should be recognizable that you're leaning. If I saw you, I would recognize that you're leaning. You should lean against something.
Against
the pillow, back of the chair. You should lean against something. Yeah. Okay. So the first two again, drink again without a bracha. Second two, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of a tangent for the sake of myself and my children who like to spill wine. Is there any color the wine needs to be? Well,
yeah, we discussed that 2 nights ago. It ideally should be red, but it could be white if the white is better quality. But ideally, it should be red. Yeah.
If one remembers in the midst of drinking, and in mid drinking, did he lean at that point, or does it have to be at the beginning?
Yeah, so if you have at least half of the cup left, you said last night, you only have to drink 1.6 ounces. That's the minimum amount. So if you have that amount left, then I would do that. If you don't have that amount left, then the cup's already considered drunk.